Judge Suzanne Geddes runs the Intensive Treatment Mental Health Court, which is one of three specialty courts available to adults at the Livingston County Judicial Center. Participation is voluntary and aimed at individuals involved in nonviolent felony and misdemeanor cases that have been diagnosed with a mental illness. The court aims to be a problem-solving court that looks at mental illness and other associated problems that often run aside it, like homelessness and unemployment, and get participants the treatment they need to better themselves while staying out of jail. Judge Geddes. Mark Gibney is the peer support specialist for the Mental Health Court. He says that the people that stick with the program often go through a tremendous transformation. Gibney says he has a lot of empathy for the participants, being a recovering substance use user with a mental illness himself. The mental health court process generally takes participants 2 years to get through. Judge Geddes runs the courtroom in a more informal manner than many might expect when appearing in court. She spends time with each participant, asking about their family, job, and life in general. They review how treatment is going, and if it's going well, the participant may work their way up through a four-phase process. At certain milestones, they are rewarded with a prize as recognition for their dedication towards keeping with their treatment. Following the court, participants meet in an adjunct treatment group that teaches people how to make better decisions for themselves and accept the consequences of their actions. Gibney says that while he thinks the court system has a long way to go before they fully understand mental health and mental illness, Mental Health Court is a good first step into helping people with mental illness stay out of jail and not be incarcerated because of it. For WHMI News, I'm Mike Kruseman.